Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Mark Lippelman, Senior Counsel with Alliance Defending Freedom. We've talked in the past about pressure for faith-based adoption and foster care agencies to bow down to cultural correctness. New Hope Family Services in Syracuse, New York, has been under pressure from New York State to allow same-sex couples to take on the parenting role or stop offering adoption services altogether. In one case, a district court has entered a preliminary injunction protecting New Hope's ability to keep operating and speaking in a manner consistent with its beliefs. Mark, now there's a second suit. Why is that?
Well, this case is essentially about the kids, and New Hope believes every child deserves a home with a loving mother and father. So in the initial case, New York State, their Office of Child and Family Services came after New Hope under an adoption regulation based on its beliefs and its policies about marriage and family. And we were successful in the district court and even the Court of Appeals in holding that the state can't penalize New Hope and shut it down for its religious beliefs. But just recently, in the last few weeks, a different agency in New York, the Division of Human Rights, is coming after New Hope for the very same beliefs under a different law. And so New Hope is forced to go back to federal court to file a new lawsuit to protect those very same rights.
Wow. Mark, this repeated attack by state and local officials, do you think this is simply an attempt to wear them down?
Well, I can't speak to the state's intentions. I can say that neither New Hope nor Alliance Defending Freedom are worn down. We've been successful in the courts in protecting New Hope's rights, and we're going to continue fighting for those rights.
Yeah, we appreciate it. What do you think the timeline could be for resolution to the new suit?
Well, the original suit is scheduled for a resolution hopefully in the coming months. And we also are going to seek a resolution in the second new lawsuit also in the coming months.
Great. So when we look at this case, Mark, what's at stake for other faith-based adoption agencies?
Well, several things. For New Hope, for other adoption agencies, and for religious organizations across the board, this is essentially a warning call for government agencies stepping in and invading religious liberties, telling religious organizations what they can and can't believe, what policies they can and can't implement in accordance with their convictions. And so this case is important not only for adoption agencies, but for everyone of faith in terms of being able to live out their religious convictions.
Yeah, very important point. How can people get involved or stand up for their beliefs when it comes to battles like these?
Well, there are several things that we all can do. Obviously, we can pray for New Hope and for religious organizations in general. But most importantly, I think it's most important that people just continue speaking the truth in love, continue practicing their faith, and not backing down. It's just something important to realize that the Constitution does protect our religious liberties, but we have to exercise them.
Yeah, excellent. Mark, where can we learn more about this case or other religious liberty battles you're fighting?
You can visit adflegal.org to learn about our organization and all of the legal work that we're privileged to be involved in. And you can also follow us on social media under Alliance Defending Freedom.
That's ADF's Mark Lippelman. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.